I mean, the police depend on crime to have jobs. So there's a way in which it's beneficial to them that that exists, and there are other ways in which they fight that, and they interact with it in real complicated ways, and that's the way the Department of Corrections interacts with gangs. They use them, and they manipulate them, and they torture them, and they try to control them, and they try to get rid of them, and they try to promote them. They do all of those things. It's reactive. But sometimes they'll create the violence.
Yes.
And then they'll lock them down.
There was a whole situation that was built up at Corcoran in the shoe unit that was felt by a lot of Latino guys that was preliminary to filling Pelican Bay, that where they would knowingly release northern and southern people, you know, in unequal numbers onto a yard, into the tier, just to provoke fights. And you know, these are called the rooster fights or the cockfights of Corcoran. And that was felt by the people involved to be, in light of what's happened, the setup to fill Pelican Bay. Their stated justification is that they needed a place to put the worst of the worst, to control and contain violence and corruption, which means gang activity. So you take away the things that they need to build weapons, and you take away the social context they need to do illegal activities through gang membership. I was impressed with the guard brutality, guard physical brutality, standing outside a guy's cell, announcing that he's a child molester when they just housed him with a guy who is a member of a gang who was known to, if he must beat up the child molester, right? And if you're a member of the Aryan Brotherhood, and you're housed with a child molester, and you don't beat him up, then your own gang will turn against you. You must do it. So if the guards house a child molester with an AB, they know the guy has to beat him up. And this guy that did the beating up said to me that when he was removed from the cell by the cell extraction team, the sergeant on the unit came over to him and said, "We were wondering how long it would take you to beat up, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff." So that kind of little inner workings of the guard life, this little life there, was used a lot, seemed to me. I think that certainly the guards, the administrators, and the gangs all carry out their little internal justice system, vamping on child molesters, rapists, you know, people like that, and the mentally ill. And that's across the board. But I don't know about how the different gangs get translated into kind of who gets what and what's the turf wars. I mean, I got as many complaints from the AB guys about brutality, verbal abuse. Well, it wasn't quite. There were, you know, they're just less racial slurs, right? You know, that's, I mean, there's a certain level that they don't get attacked on, but that's about it. And we were told about African-American and Latino-American guards were put in very difficult positions, and some had left, and the one guy was saying about how if one of the black guards would walk into a situation, I mean, it would defuse the violence. But they're almost, it was fairly exclusively white guards.